Took a train across Canada, the Via Rail east to west. Across those rolling plains, that summer was the best. And Pimwar thought I was crazy, take a plane to Calgary. But I want to feel the distance the way it used to be. Will I paint a portrait to the sea, paint into the sky? I wish I was back on that train, just traveling. Well, I woke up to a dried out prairie land. There was 4 years of drought. I thought I'd see the rolling green of nature's fields. Back in the bar car, we're playing cards with air conditioned beer. Camera happy Japanese, the Rocky Mountains too near. Well, I paint a portrait to the sea, paint into the sky. I wish I was back on that train, just traveling. Well, the white man said they don't want to work around here. Plenty work with the fish. But we took away their seas, took away their vision quests. Now they're sitting in the burger joints, these families and kids, with the baseball hats and government guilt checks. Well, I paint a portrait to your sea, paint into your sky. I wish I was back on that train, just traveling, just traveling, just traveling. That song, Just Travelling, is a retrospective song about my time in Canada in 1988. As I said, I was a student and I got a visa to go to Canada, and I had organised a job in an architect's office working on Lester B. Pearson Terminal. So, Denny, it was a good summer, and I shared a townhouse down in River in Dundas with three Canadian girls, and we had the crack. Anyway, at the end of the summer, I was going to go to New York for 2 weeks' holiday. But I said, no, I can go to New York any time, which I haven't since. But anyway, so I decided I'd take the train straight across Canada and stop off in the Rocky Mountains and go on to Vancouver Island, which I did. And it was the first time that, since I was 15, that I was writing a lot. I suddenly, you know, there was a lot of colour and there was a lot of things going on, and looking at people on the train and all the different people you'd meet. And it's a great way to travel, safe way to travel and meet people. And I just had a chair, and there was this kind of flap thing that came down from underneath the chair, and you could just have your sleeping bag and your rucksack beside you if you stopped off in any train stations to make sure that nobody took your seat. You know, there was plenty of room. And there was a bar car with a kind of a dome thing that you could look out over the landscape. So we'd be down in the bar car and drinking and having the crack and playing cards, as I said in the song. And so the Rocky Mountains, anyway, stopped off in a place called Banff, and stayed there for about 5 days, and hired a bicycle and went off to about 16 kilometres off to a lake called Lake Minnewanker. Of course, all the Irish and the English people thought that was hilarious. The Canadians didn't understand what we were talking about. And once I hitched off to another place called Lake Louise, because there was a bus and it was too late, so I hitched. And the funny thing is, on the way back, I got a lift from a girl who actually was an ex-flatmate of my flatmate up in Toronto, which is kind of coincidental. And up in Lake Louise, there's three lakes, and the amazing colour because of the minerals in the water, kind of turquoise colour. So anyway, we pushed on the train, and we actually had a... what do you call it, a bomb scare on the train in this, and we had to stop. The train was stopped in the middle of nowhere in a small little town for about 6 hours, and they had to fly in a dog from Calgary to snuff the train out, and I had food on the train in my rucksack, and I thought the dog was going to have the food and everything. So I got back on the train and we pushed on and through the Badlands and got to Vancouver and stayed in Vancouver in a hostel there, and then got the ferry over to Vancouver Island. And so the last verse in that song about the white man saying that they don't want to work around here is about a white guy who was living in, I think the town was called Nanaimo, or could have been Tofino or something like that, on the west coast of Vancouver Island. And he just had an attitude about the local Indians that they were just fat and they were lazy and they were no good and they were getting the dole off the government, and the government was feeling guilty because they took their land off. And my attitude was, well, you know, everything was taken from them. And but it was a eye-opening experience anyway, being in Canada. The train on the way back took 3 days non-stop, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I'd like to do more travel again. I mean, that was the last real big trip that I've done. In swimming fish that swim no more, you're caught up in the Blackstone. I have walked the levels of your life back to the greeny, greeny grass of ours. We carry heavy burdens, lighten your load. How we carry these heavy burdens, now let them go. A new dream catcher I have made, with hazel, feather and string. And hey, dream catcher, catch all my nightmares, and all the good dreams begin. We carry heavy burdens, lighten your load. How we carry these heavy burdens, now let them go. And here we are, held by the starry sky, the amber glow of our fire touches us, and the smoke curls out the black sea, and in the distance she still roars. We carry heavy burdens, lighten your load. And we carry these heavy burdens, now let them go. Find the place where the damage was done, and untrap the swimming fish from your black stone. And your past memories are weighing down your life, your laughter, breath and your joy. How we carry heavy burdens, lighten your load. How we carry heavy burdens, now let them go. We carry heavy burdens, and it's such a heavy load. How we carry these heavy burdens, now let them go. And just let them go. And just let them go. And just let them go. Two summers ago, myself and a friend, we went camping for one night in a place called Grange, which is in Sligo, on the seaboard. And we set up our tent on this lovely grassy verge overlooking the sea. And we decided we were going to have a campfire. And my friend Gwyn got the stones and was making up the oven. And I went down collecting all the sticks, piles of sticks for the fire. And we had potatoes and beans, you know, the old cowboy beans. And we forgot the tea bag, so that was an awful shame, because, I mean, a cup of tea beside a campfire, nothing can beat that. So I went down to clean the potatoes down the sea, and there's this kind of limestone shelf of stone going into the sea. And I looked down and there was all these fossil fish in the stone, trapped from millions of years ago. And the fish represent, in symbolic terms anyway, is emotions. And I suppose the fish is, in this song, is trapped emotions. Dreamcatcher is an American Indian thing, and I made one by using some willow down on the canal, weeping willow, and you just make it into a circle and then you get string and you make up this kind of pattern, put feathers on it. And supposedly the dream catcher is to catch your nightmares. They used it over children's beds, unless that's a marketing ploy, I don't know. And so I've used that in the song about asking for troubles to be taken away. And also in the song, it's to do with past lives. There's irrational things in your life that might happen in your life, things that are holding you back and you wonder where they came from. A lot of stuff comes from your childhood, but it can go further back than that. If something like a trouble with a person, troubles with a lot of things, have memories back in past lives. So the next song that I'm going to sing is called Flame Stallion. And I had gone to see a woman about something, and it's kind of a dramatic story that's set in a French colony, and I'm the woman. I'm not going to mention who the other people are.
And why did she kill herself? The truth must be told. The dagger to a heart as the wild Louisiana wind blows. And what became of you after the deeds were done? We've been running since, my flame stallion. And she was a child with a fair, fair face, married to an elder man with a kind, warm embrace. A happy arrangement, yes, it was agreed by all. But this time, an old thought for past love recall. Now he came to the lands like a fire spirit flame. He had joy in his blood and passion in his veins. And the quiet of a Louisiana, well, it changed. And with a turn of fate, their fires raged. And what became of you after the deeds were done? We've been running since, my flame stallion. I hungered for her like any man would. They were swept away on a river of obsessive love. And she was wed to an elder man. But the flames they licked, their senses sang. The darkness overtook him, and he took it into his stride. He killed her husband so he could keep this child bride. And all for the love of his wild French rose. A deadly deed
that stain their souls. And what became of you after the deeds were done? We've been running since, my flame stallion. And why did she kill herself? The truth has been told, with a dagger deep with guilt, as the wild Louisiana wind blows.
Broken love.
that song Broken Love in autumn of 93. I was living in Barnan, County Galway, looking after some friend's house for about 5 weeks. And it was at the same time as Grey Steel up in Northern Ireland where those murders happened. And so the third verse is kind of to do with that, of people wanting peace. And now in 1995 we have the hope of all peace and everything like this. And the last verse is to do with hoping and a prayer for healing, because everybody at the end of the day wants to be happy, and that need to heal our past and everything so that we can live today.